Sullivan has been looking at this question of the childcare for healthcare workers in more detail. You might recall the INMO said yesterday their free phone number is getting as many calls about childcare concerns as it is about protective equipment. So, Joan, what clarity do you have as to what the government's considering?
Well, very early into this crisis, the government pledged to look into the issue of providing childcare for vital healthcare workers. And last week, the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, said that the government would be coming forward with proposals in the coming days, and that his colleague, the Minister for Children, Catherine Zappone, had been working very intensively on this. Then yesterday, the Taoiseach gave us this update.
We understand that there are essential workers in the health service and in other parts of the economy and society who are struggling to stay in work or want to get back to work, but they can't do that because childcare is not available to them. So a number of proposals have been worked up. I know it's taking a long time, it's taking much longer than we would like, and I understand people's frustration around that. But that is now being considered by the National Public Health Emergency Team, because as always, public health has to be the overriding concern. And while we're ready to push the button in terms of providing childcare to essential workers, we need clearance from the public health team that it in itself mightn't become a public health risk or mightn't cause the virus to be spread. It's certainly not an issue of money, that's there. It's not an issue of staff available. They've said they'll do it. It is now an issue of public health clearance, and we haven't quite got that yet.
So it's not about money, it's not about staff availability. What is it about?
Yeah, the Taoiseach was very clear on both those points yesterday. So I decided to speak to some representatives of childminders and childcare providers to see how they were equipped to respond to these new proposals when and if they are finalised. First off, I spoke to Bernadette Orbinski-Burke of Childminding Ireland, and she said most of her members care for children in their homes.
We have around 700 members. So we did a survey last week and it confirmed our sort of feeling on it that there's only about 14% of childminders still currently minding.
And of those 14%, a significant portion of those are minding the children of healthcare workers.
That's right, 67% of the 14% that are open are minding for frontline medical staff.
Now, at the moment, the government are considering a number of proposals for supplying childcare to healthcare workers. How do your members feel about that?
Well, I suppose we don't know yet because we're not sure of the detail of the proposals, so it's very hard to know what the response would be. Childminders really want to support the families that they work for. So if the parents are working in the health field, obviously they would feel a real sort of responsibility to try and support them. But depending on what their own situation is at home, the health of their family, people may have underlying conditions and so on, it may just not have been possible. One of the other very practical difficulties that some childminders faced as well was childminders are not typically paid huge amounts. So it can be very difficult if you reduce the number of your children, which, you know, was part of the advice given, and your income is obviously severely reduced. And then when there's the COVID-19 emergency payment of 350, it's very difficult for people if they have to continue to try and struggle to feed their own family and pay rent or a mortgage. So that obviously affected some people more than others, and people had to make the decision based on their own circumstances. So I think as long as the choice to care for frontline staff is voluntary and has some sort of properly thought through financial fairness and is sensibly set out, I think people will, obviously they're self-employed, will have to make their own decisions, but it will obviously have to be voluntary.
So listening to Bernadette Orbinski-Burke there, Joan, Childminding Ireland clearly think there's a number of issues to be addressed here.
Yeah, and that point was also echoed by Elaine Dunn of the Federation of Early Childcare Providers. She said she'd been disappointed by the lack of consultation on the matter.
We're happy to help in any way we possibly can. The one thing I will say to this point is we've had no consultation whatsoever from anybody within the government to set out the guidelines for us or tell us what's involved or how this is going to work. So without knowing any of these details, there's not a lot we can do. I've contacted the INMO myself this morning and the IMO to see how we can help, because we see that they're crying out for childcare workers, but we just don't know how this is going to be put out, how we can help them. Is it in the home? Is it in the service? Where is it going to happen? How are we going to be protected as providers? How are we going to ensure that everybody is safe and the environment for the children are also a safe environment for them as well? So there's an awful lot to be considered.
And how are your members coping at present?
At the moment, look, everybody is kind of very deflated at the moment. We're a very unique sector here, that we are government funded. Some services are fully funded by the government. Some are partially funded. Like, there's not one size fits all. So a lot of us have lost all of our funding, because also we've lost parents' funding as well. So we don't know whether we're coming or going, because there's, again, no consultation with the sector.
Do you believe that there will be the staff there to provide childcare in the future? Because a number of childcare staff come from overseas and may have chosen to return home as this crisis has unfolded.
Well, before this even started, there was a crisis with getting staff for childcare within the childcare sector. And I think a lot of services have lost staff that have gone back home. And whether they return to Ireland or not, who knows?
And that was Elaine Dunn from the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, ending that report from Joan O'Sullivan.